You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, Senior Minister, Reverend Carolyn Mathlin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is just an exciting moment for all of us to get to share together in celebrating this Christmas message and celebrating together, celebrating as one big family. This is our family service. We had one on Christmas Day last year, and we have one today on Christmas Eve. So we have a little bit more of a relaxed vibe, but for sure a spiritual one. And I am so excited because I get to turn over part of my message today to our children who will be teaching us the meaning of Christmas, which I'm very excited about. Will you join me in prayer? And so, beloved one, essence of all that is, as we open to this time of the Christmas season, celebrating not only the birth of the baby Jesus, but the birth of the Christ in our own hearts, on this wake-up kind of day, we take this time to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Christ, born in us, our hope of glory. We also celebrate this time of connecting with family and friends, of generosity, love, peace, hope, and joy. May they all live in our hearts and express through our eyes, our words, our actions, our very presence. And so it is. Amen. Over this last year, I had the opportunity to go on sabbatical, and part of that for 3 months. And part of my sabbatical time was that I got to go to Paris, France, and go on retreat outside of Paris and in Chartres. And I was reminded of a story when I was back there of another Unity minister and teacher who was there many, many years ago, Marcus Bach. And he tells the story of a time when it wasn't Christmas time, but it was a time when he was living there and he became aware of a little girl who's 9 years old. Is anyone 9 years old in the, or, there we go. So your age, and she actually had a disease, an illness called polio, which means that she couldn't walk, and she hadn't been able to walk for 4 years. Can you imagine that, not being able to walk for 4 years? And so what she ended up, she wanted so deeply and desperately to have a dog. And Marcus Bach heard about this girl and that she wanted a dog. And not only did she want a dog, any of you want dogs? Any of our kids want dogs? Any of our big kids want dogs? And someone else in the family says, no, no. So she didn't want just a dog. She wanted a poodle. A poodle. Anyone, you know what a poodle looks like? A big, fluffy, and curly hair. So the mom decided, okay, yes, she could have a poodle. And so the man said, okay, I will do this anonymous act, and I will give the girl a poodle. So one morning she woke up, and there was the dog. And she was so excited. And the man was so happy that he was able to give her something that she had always wanted. And he was black. So she called him Monsieur Minuit, which means midnight in French, Mr. Midnight. She was so in love, and he was so in love with her. And then, the next day, the man gets a call. And on the other end of the line is the mother, and the mother says, I'm so sorry to say, we can't find the dog. The dog has run away. Have you ever had a dog run away? Are you so scared? You're not sure what happens. And this isn't a city. We don't really live in a city, but if you think about a really busy street where you just never know, there's cars going by, there's people, who knows what could happen to the dog. And they had gone out looking everywhere for this dog, everywhere, and they couldn't find the dog. And the girl was so upset. Can you imagine being so upset that you just can't find your dog? And so she wanted to meet the person who had given her the dog to at least thank him and to, you know, to commiserate and to talk about the dog. And so he said, okay, that I can do that. I can do that. I can go over. Wait, he can't find the dog, but, you know, who knows? So on his way over to her apartment in Paris, he starts to pray. Have you ever prayed when you forget or when you're scared about something or you don't know about what you're going to do? That is one option I would always recommend, one thing to do. And he not only did he pray, but he prayed a very specific prayer. Are you familiar with the prayer of protection? He prayed the prayer of protection for the dog. So will you help me in praying the prayer of protection? All of you who know it, pray it together. And he said, Monsieur Minuit, the light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well. He said, okay, I'm going to hold that truth. Prayer helps change our consciousness to see a bigger reality, a different reality, even in the face of whatever is happening. So we got to the door, and he knocked. The mother opened. She was in tears, and she said, come in. And as they were going down the hallway, he heard a sound. Can you help me by whimpering like a dog would whimper? You know what that sound is like? That's it. And he went, wait a minute. What's that sound? And he went to behind the door where the in the hallway, and he opened it, and do you know who was there? The poodle. Everyone had been looking outside and all up and down the street, and no one thought to look in the house. That's how life is sometimes. We look everywhere else but inside. And the dog, there's a lot of different ways that we can see the dog, what the dog represents. But the dog represents, in one capacity, our own experience of our Christ nature, who we really are. That Christ that's born in us, that when we wake up and we experience God, and we're so happy and we're so complete and we're filled, but then we forget. Our experience of God is always in our hearts. It's always there, but we forget to look for it. And we can look for it through our meditation and through our prayer and through joining together in community and being with friends and holding that consciousness of light and love in the world. Because the dog is always there. Our Christ nature is always inside of us. And this Christmas, I invite you to remember that. How many of you get a little crazy at Christmas? Some of you maybe not, but some of you maybe yes, for a variety of reasons. And one of the ways to remember to stay in the experience of the Christ within, that divine capacity that you are, is to remember that it's always inside you. As the angels and as the stars said, do you think the innkeeper can see it? Do you think the innkeeper knows it? And the wise people, we're looking, is there wisdom there? Apparently not yet. The wisdom comes when we take a minute, when we stop, when we breathe, when we remember the truth. That the Christ is always within. It just takes opening the door. It just takes remembering. So tonight, today, there's a lot going on probably. You have things you're going to be doing, people you're going to be seeing. In the midst of all of that, I invite you to take a breath. Listen for the whimpering of your Christ self that might be wanting to come out and be present, really present. If you're in the kitchen helping cooking meals, really be present with who you're with or aware of the knife cuts that you're making. Take time to connect. Sit in front of a Christmas tree or a candle with a cup of tea. Enjoy every second, every breath. This is part of that living from your Christ. When we're really present, when we're really awake to it. And then the inspiration comes. This could be, and this is, a magical time of year when we're present to it. And so in closing, I have a little poem for you, an invitation. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and all through the home, not a thing was ready, and you knew you needed to say om. The to-do list was still long, the family still coming, but something inside kept reminding you that nothing is worth the numbing. So you took time to stop, to savor and listen, to enjoy and be present to all you were missing. You felt the door open, and a connection was made. You welcomed the living light and the love that never fades. It's the meaning of Christmas to wake up to what's true. So this year, please stop and enjoy the real you. Merry Christmas.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.